I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ecuador is raising taxes to help pay for the cost of rebuilding after the earthquake 10 days ago, and while figuring out how to recover from nearly $3 billion damage. The aftershocks continue, and the death toll is over 600 and counting. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton says,
the three ministries that Christian Aid Mission assists are transporting all that they can with the limited transportation they have. They're sending water bottles, simple meals, clothes.
A psychologist is heading in to help deal with the emotional trauma. There's such a long road ahead.
Prayer is so important and effective. It's our greatest weapon.
But money helps too. 100% of what comes in to help will go to the ministries they support in Ecuador. We've added some links to our story at missionnews.org. In Africa, food security is pretty shaky these days. An extreme drought is wreaking havoc on lives and land. But Global Aid Network is bringing seeds and water irrigation systems.
The same water that you're irrigating or using will grow 10 times the amount of food because of this technology.
As they hand out seeds, they're also planting churches and giving people opportunities to learn about Christ.
Some countries are looking at all humanitarian aid coming in as a potential source of tax revenue. That is a ministry killer because then instead of much needed ministry dollars going directly to the people who are receiving the benefit of the humanitarian aid, the vast majority of that is going into government coffers.
Pray that the governments will have some wisdom. And you can donate seeds at no cost. Look for the links at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.